The Phazyland Fairy Tales, Book 6, Dangerous Sports Car Races and the Return of Astra,
by Michael Rediga, narrated by Mike Dunahy.
Phazy didn't try to go to Phazyland for a few days. He wanted to think of a plan to meet with Astra. He figured that he had to surprise her with something. "What kind of boys do girls like?" he asked his mom while having his favorite breakfast, oatmeal. "And who have you decided to get to like you?"
"Nobody. I was just asking," replied Phazy, slightly blushing.
"I think girls like heroes and winners." Phazy was delighted with his mother's answer. He wanted to be a hero in Astra's eyes. He himself knew that any girl with a brain would fall for a boy who had everyone's attention. It didn't matter whether he was good or bad. That's just how girls are. But as it often happens, the only place where the plan turned out to be easy was in Phazy's dreams. Once Phazy appeared in Phazyland, he immediately proceeded to carrying out his plan, winning a race with Astra watching, after which she was to come running after him on her own initiative and they were to become friends again in real life outside of Phazyland. When Phazy arrived at the racetrack, there were already 5 cars at the starting line. He picked the red one, the best looking one, and waited for the starting pistol to fire.
"Now you'll see what I can do,"
Phazy said to himself upon spotting Astra in the audience. The race started. All of the cars roared and abruptly surged forward. Phazy lagged behind, but he soon transformed his car's regular engine into a rocket-powered one using the power of his mind. He got 5 laps ahead of his competitors. Everyone congratulated him. The only person not impressed with the race was Astra. She didn't even look at him. Phazy sighed heavily, for the plan hadn't worked. All the next day, Phazy and Obi played in the yard with their toy cars. As usual, Astra tried to simply not notice them.
"Spar is a really strong guy,"
she would say casually, walking past the boys.
"It's as though she's fallen in love with him,"
Phazy grumbled as he watched her pass by. "It serves him right. Let him suffer from her antics," laughed Obi as he was trying to win the sandbox race with his toy car. Phazy suddenly said that his car had a rocket engine. After that, it took off into the air, and it was impossible to catch up to it. Phazy expected that his friend would now admit defeat and congratulate him on his victory. But Obi got offended instead. He lost interest in racing and started building sandcastles. At that moment, Phazy realized that there was some kind of connection between Obi's reaction and Astra's. In both cases, he had won the race, but nobody really cared.
"Are you offended?"
"Of course. After all, you're not playing fairly."
"It's not my fault that my car had a rocket engine."
"It is your fault, trickster. Any moron can win that way,"
noted Obi as he continued to play all by himself. That's when Phazy finally understood what he had done wrong. It turns out that winning alone is not enough. You need to do it honestly, because otherwise nobody else will value your win. Everything turned out to be more difficult than he had expected, but now he would be able to win Astra's attention for sure. That night, Phazy dreamt that he was being chased by an enormous dump truck. He was initially afraid, but then he realized that it was a dream. And as soon as you realize that you're dreaming, you're already in Phazyland. Then Phazy once again landed on the racetrack and picked out his red machine on the starting line. He could discern Astra and Looter rooting for him in the vast crowd. Suddenly, familiar but offensive voices could be heard in the vicinity.
"Loser, you haven't got a chance."
Phazy looked around. It turns out that the one-eyed and one-armed aliens that he recognized from before were sitting in a yellow car next to him. As soon as the race began, they immediately rushed out ahead without Phazy having a chance to react, leaving him in last place. It was only just before the finish line
that he figured out how to operate his car without cheating. The aliens won the race. The next time Fazy appeared in Fazyland, it was already very early in the morning. Stubborn, he sat back in his red car on the start line. "What? You can't win playing fair?" "Wuss," the cocky alien said as they stuck their tongues out at him from the next car. "Look who's talking. You're the ones who are snails without shells who can't win playing fair," Fazy shouted back at the poor aliens who were on the verge of tears from the comparison. Then they got mad and won the race again. Fazy had nearly caught up with them when he ran into a blue car with penguins of some sort in it at the finish line.
"Oh, is he in pain?"
he heard Astra's voice say as the doctors pulled him from the machine.
"He'll be stitched up in time for the wedding,"
snickered the little dragon looter in response, as Fazy fell blissfully asleep to the thought of Astra playing nurse. Feeling that he'd already achieved his goal, Fazy caught the magic minute again on his next awakening. He imagined himself in his red car and appeared in it almost instantly. The final race had begun.
"Go, Fazy, we believe in you,"
shouted Astra and Looter from the stands.
"I'll do my best,"
yelled Fazy as he stepped on the gas pedal with all his might. After overtaking the other racers with a thunderous roar, his car caught up with the aliens. Both cars, their yellow one and his red one, were neck and neck up to the very last lap. During the home stretch, Fazy gave it gas and started to gradually overtake the aliens. Just a little more and he would win. But no, the tricky aliens pushed Fazy's car back with their green hands and pulled ahead right when it counted. However, unintelligent life exists not only among our fellow Earthlings, but also among people in faraway corners of the universe. The aliens had completely forgotten that they had only one arm each and that neither of them was holding the steering wheel. The yellow car started to skid and crashed into a fence just in front of the finish line. Thus, Fazy won the race in an honest way by just being persistent.
"Well done," said Astra as she gave him a hug.
"I was so worried that my wings nearly fell out,"
Looter complained.
"It was easy,"
was all Fazy could utter in exhaustion. Thousands of spectators in the stands cheered the winner. After Fazy was awarded an enormous trophy, they walked through the prettiest places in Fazyland and ate chocolate ice cream. Astra finally made up with Fazy, for which he was quite grateful, and that victory was much more important than winning any race. Immediately after breakfast, Fazy ran to find Astra. She was playing dolls together with the other girls.
"Do you remember how I won the race in Fazyland?"
"Race," said Astra, at first taken aback. But then she added enigmatically,
"Of course, Hero.
Are we friends again?"
"But we never weren't friends in the first place."
"How's that?"
"As if,"
replied Astra in true Valley Girl style.
"You'd better tell me, are you going with us to swim in the lake this weekend?"
"Of course. After all, I know how to swim."
Fazy was happy that he could be friends with Astra again, but he had mixed feelings. The problem was that although he was the winner of the race, he actually couldn't swim. He needed to do something about that, as Astra had been a swimmer for a year already and always laughed at non-swimmers like him. A few more words from Uncle Michael. Dear friend, you now know that nobody needs a dishonest victory. No matter how much you win by, nobody will value it. You also saw how you can control not only flying saucers, but also race cars in Fazyland. You can even take a motorcycle or tank for a test drive, and this is not some computer game. It all takes place in the real world. While Fazy solves the next problem in his relationship with Astra, you can try to enter Fazyland yourself at night in order to have fun with your friends not only during the day, but also at night when everyone's sleeping. Just don't forget about the magic minute of awakening and repeat everything that our hero Fazy does.
Get all 10 fairy tales online at www.fazyland.com.